Yes, we all know that Frodo did not, in the end, cast the One Ring into the cracks of doom, so he failed in the task he was set. But why was J.R.R. Tolkien so adamant that Frodo didn't fail? Are we missing something important? Hi everyone, this is Robert. Welcome to In Deep Geek. If you like theories, background, history and lore about The Lord of the Rings, A Song of Ice and Fire and The Witcher, this is the place for you. Welcome. Frodo often gets a lot of flack for ultimately failing in his mission. He had one job, to destroy the ring, and he didn't do it. At the last, he decided to put on the ring and try to escape, rather than throw it into the cracks of doom. An open and shut case, you might think. Frodo failed. But let's dig under the skin of this a little bit, because although we assume that he was tasked with personally destroying the ring, that's not actually the case. It's true that at the Council of Elrond, only he was technically charged with a mission to do with the ring. The rest of the Fellowship were merely asked to go with him and support him as long as they wanted to. But what was he actually commissioned to do? Well, these are Elrond's words to him. Elrond came out with Gandalf, and he called the company to him. "This is my last word," he said in a low voice. "The ring-bearer is setting out on the quest of Mount Doom. On him alone is any charge laid, neither to cast away the ring, nor to deliver it to any servant of the enemy, nor indeed to let any handle it, save members of the company and the council, and only then in gravest need. The others go with him as free companions, to help him on his way." Tolkien is very careful with his words, as was Elrond, and although the clear implication is that Frodo is going to Mount Doom in order to destroy it, at no point was it agreed at the Council of Elrond that he would do that. Frodo offers to take the ring, though he does not know the way, and Elrond only specifically charges him not to throw it away before they get there, or give it to an enemy, or even another member of the Fellowship or the Council. Which is why Boromir, for example, could push so strongly for it to be brought to Minas Tirith instead and used. Aragorn or Gandalf couldn't tell him that wasn't what Frodo was commissioned to do. If Frodo decided that was the best way for him to fulfil his mission and get the ring to Mordor, the others were honour bound to support him, or leave the Fellowship and be on their way. Which, of course, is why, just before the Fellowship do break up, it is Frodo heading off on his own to decide what to do, not Aragorn or whoever else making the decision for him. Simply put, technically, Frodo was never commissioned to destroy the ring personally, or even to ensure that it is destroyed, just to get it to Mount Doom. As I said, Tolkien was careful with his words, so this is not just a bit of technical wordplay, it's important. So, technically, Frodo didn't fail in what he was asked to do, and the ring was destroyed and all was well. But of course, the spirit of what he was supposed to do was very clear, and Frodo knew it. The ring had to be destroyed, and he didn't do that. He changed his mind at the end and put on the One Ring. I've set out in another video why I think that Gollum falling into the cracks of doom wasn't just chance. There's Eru Ilúvatar's ineffable plan, for one, and then there is Frodo cursing Gollum with the power of the ring just moments before to fall into the flames. But you can check out that other video if you're interested in that. For now, though, I think it's worth asking why Frodo wasn't tasked with destroying the ring. Yes, there was the potential political fallout with Boromir and Gondor if Elrond commissioned Frodo to take it to Mount Doom and not go via Minas Tirith, but I don't think that was enough reason to sway people like Elrond or Gandalf. No, I suspect that the reason Frodo wasn't tasked with actually destroying the One Ring, just getting it there, is because the wise and foresighted knew that even he wouldn't have the strength to do it once he got there. Elrond, remember, had seen firsthand how the ring could turn a good man, Isildur, who was undoubtedly a good man, when he knew that he probably should have destroyed the ring. It isn't quite as dramatic a moment in the Legendarium as it is in the films. I was there the day the strength of men failed, and so on. But it's clear that Elrond did press Isildur to destroy the ring back then at the start of the Second Age, and Isildur said no. Gandalf will have been very aware of that too, having read Isildur's personal account in Minas Tirith. In which context, it's therefore noticeable that neither Elrond nor Gandalf tells Frodo that he can destroy the ring himself, or encourage him to do it, saying he has the strength needed, or anything like that. No, Elrond simply tells Frodo that the task was meant for him, and if he didn't succeed, no one else could. And Gandalf tells him that he was meant to have the ring. In other words, They are both stopping short of telling him that he could complete the task of destroying the ring, instead focusing on encouraging him to do the task he had been set to the best of his ability. Taking this thought even further, there seems to be a further implicit understanding among the wise that Frodo wouldn't be able to do it on his own. There's the creation of the Fellowship, of course, but Sam's importance is also repeatedly noted, and Gandalf rather foresightedly ruminates on the likelihood that Gollum will have a role to play before the end. No one seems to think that Frodo will be walking up to the cracks of doom and throwing the ring in there without some sort of outside intervention. Which brings us back to the point we made some moments ago. Not only did Frodo do all that he was charged to do by Elrond, he did all that was expected of him. No one expected him to destroy the ring on his own, so perhaps we shouldn't either. And perhaps most importantly, Tolkien was of this very view. He seemed taken aback that anyone might consider Frodo to have failed. When one or two people wrote to him suggesting that they thought Frodo failed, he wrote back at great length to explain why that wasn't the case. Here's one example. I do not think that Frodo's was a moral failure. At the last moment, the pressure of the ring would reach its maximum. Impossible, I should have said, for anyone to resist. Certainly after long possession, months of increasing torment, and when starved and exhausted. Frodo had done what he could, and spent himself completely, as an instrument of providence, and had produced a situation in which the object of his quest could be achieved. His humility, with which he began, and his sufferings were justly rewarded by the highest honour, and his exercise of patience and mercy towards Gollum gained him mercy. His failure was redressed. Tolkien, therefore, didn't see Frodo as having failed in anything other than a technical sense. Quite the opposite. He thought that Frodo did all that could possibly have been expected of him, getting the ring to the point at which its destruction was possible. To do more would have been, in Tolkien's words, impossible. Tolkien goes on to say why he didn't blame Frodo for breaking at that point. His real contract was only to do what he could, to try to find a way, and to go as far on the road as his strength of mind and body allowed. He did that. I do not myself see that the breaking of his mind and will under demonic pressure after torment was any more a moral failure than the breaking of his body would have been, say by being strangled by Gollum or crushed by a falling rock. Morally, a word Tolkien uses a lot in relation to this moment, Frodo did his best and was absolutely blameless in his inability to finish the job, so we cannot blame him. Everyone, perhaps literally everyone, would have done the same. We see how the ring affects Boromir, say. Gandalf and Galadriel fear to even touch it lest they fall under its power. You or I would have fared no better at the cracks of doom. Instead of criticising Frodo for something he was blameless in, Tolkien would want us to credit him for what he did achieve in getting that far. His humility and love and fortitude and mercy were rewarded in the last moments. We would do well, I suspect, Tolkien would further encourage us, to look for that in our fellow humans, to recognise and reward love, mercy and goodness, rather than criticise failures, especially when we ourselves would have fared no better in the same circumstances. If you'd like to see more Lord of the Rings videos, please click on the link on the left of your screen. Or if you'd like to support this channel, thank you. There's a link to my Patreon page on the right of your screen. That's all for this time. Thanks for watching. I'll see you again soon.